Mic check, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2. All right, I think we're ready. Hey everyone, welcome to the very first episode of Tucana Talks. I'm your host, Salai Tucana, and I'm so excited to finally begin this journey with all of you. Honestly, this has been in the works for the past couple of months, so I just want to say thank you to each and every one of y'all for being so very patient with me as I was prepping. I received so much love and so much support that I've literally just been so like overwhelmed with joy just based off of all the love that I was receiving. And it just got me even more excited. It got me a little nervous in the beginning, obviously, because it's something new for me. But I'm really just more excited to share my story and get the ball rolling with all of this. And I'm so excited just to see where this goes and how far it will take me. So thank you for just supporting. I literally could not have done it without y'all. So thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And just know that I appreciate all of you for being so very patient with me. So before we get started, I will say that this podcast is not only focused on just one thing. It will be about like a variety of topics. So with that being said, it will be split into like seasons or series. So with that, please be sure that you are following Tucana.talks. This is where I will post, by the way, it's an Instagram account. This is where I will be posting more updates, more information throughout the week, just so that we're all on the same page of how I'm formatting this. It's really important that you guys follow, that you guys stay tuned for those updates, because as time goes on, it won't always be around the same time. Sometimes we'll have bonus episodes with different guests, which I'm really excited for, by the way. And so please be sure to tune in on that as well. Each episode will be uploaded on Friday. Right now, it's going to be at 12 p.m. It's going to change soon, even though it's my first episode. It's going to change only because I want it to be open for everyone at a reasonable and good time that works for everybody on Fridays, including myself. So I'm just hoping that y'all can give me some feedback about that. So y'all just let me know, because I'm really just open to anything, honestly. And to just find out more information, find out more updates, it will be on Tucana.talks. That's TUKANA.TALKS. So please be sure that you're following that page, just because that's going to be my main area of posting more updates besides my website, which is also the link in my bio. That will lead you to my website that I've created. That's where I will also post updates. But I feel like Instagram is more of the area that's like easy access for everybody. So I am currently, regarding the website, I'm currently working on trying to own my own domain, which is in the works right now, as well as creating another platform, which is the YouTube channel that I will be creating very, very soon, don't worry. But as of right now, I know that these episodes will be available on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, my website, and short clips and highlights will be available on Instagram, Tucana.talks. So that's that. Today we're kind of just gonna go into why I created or decided to start this podcast, as well as a little bit about me, just so that we're all on the same page with that. So I decided to create Tucana Talks because I wanted to inspire and I wanted to make an impact in our communities, mostly because I feel like we don't share enough on the things that we go through or the experiences that we all share that can be similar at times. And I know it's not the easiest thing to do, to talk about maybe your lowest points during life, but also some high points. And so for me, I had to learn how to speak up. I had to learn how to allow myself to be okay with what I went through in the past in order for me to grow, in order for me to heal. And that's something that I hope that we get to do together, as we learn how to communicate with one another, as we learn how to share our story and be who we are openly. I just pray that we'll heal together, we'll grow, we'll find new things about ourselves. And honestly, I just wanted to make a safe space for myself, but also for all of you and for future guests that will be featured on here. I wanted to create a space that allows other people to share their story, to share their experiences, and how they got to be successful, right? So like their story, their high and low points, the discipline that comes with it, all of that. That's the storytelling, everything. That's really what I wanted, because I wanted to create something that can be relatable to most. And so that's kind of why I started Tucana Talks. And the name Tucana Talks, by the way, was something that I kind of knew instantly that I wanted, because I know that I wanted my last name in there, and here's why. So when I was in high school, I recently graduated, but when I was in high school, I was walking the halls, and by like the woodshop area, there was like a case thing that like showcased the works, some like people who like created things within that class. And I saw one, and it was like a Tongan seal, either that or it just said Tonga on it or something like that. And from there, I was like, wow, just to like walk in the hallway of your own school and see something that like spoke out to you. And the reason why it did is because to me, it felt like somebody had put it out there, and it drew a connection instantly, because I knew from there that I wanted to leave a footprint. I wanted to leave an impact in the areas that I went to, right? To be able to like leave behind something that I will allow people to understand, or allow people to look back and be like, hey, like, this is the person that worked hard to like create the space, right? And so I wanted to be that person for people, right? And so during like high school, I was able to like be in different leadership roles throughout the whole school. Like I was a senior secretary. And by the way, I didn't do much because like the meetings and all that, but I was able to be a secretary for the senior class, and then I also was in a leadership role in the Pacific Islander Club that we had. So I knew that I was also making a difference in those areas, but I wanted something with my name on it, with my last name. And so that's why I was like, okay, if I want a podcast and I want my name in it, instantly Tucana Talks literally just came up. And then I was like, well, do I want to do Tucana Talks or Talks with Tucana? And so like I did like this whole voting thing on my Instagram. And obviously Tucana Talks won, which I'm really glad that worked out. So that's a little story behind like how I came up with the name and all that. And so really just the main idea of creating this podcast is to create the space that allows people to be, allows people to relate to and to see someone in the Fijian community or in the Pacific Islander community in general, taking a step out and creating a space for all of us, right? So that's kind of the reason why I made this podcast. And a little bit about me was, like I said, I recently graduated with the class of 2023, which is the best class, by the way. Let me just add that in there. And I graduated from Auburn High School here in Washington, and I decided to continue my education at Central Washington University, where I now study law and justice and sociology as a double major, and I minor in philosophy. And can I just say real quick that life after high school is beyond what I thought it would be. Like, I was like, okay, honestly, like, I had to grow so much over summer, and my mindset had to change because I knew that I was no longer in high school and I'm entering adulthood, and boy, does that suck. But honestly, like, it's just been a great experience overall, being in college and chasing a degree, you know. So yeah, that's a little bit about my education side. I also grew up here in Washington, but I moved a lot between Washington and California, which really allowed me to experience so much culture and so many different experiences through, like, different perspectives of how we view different cultures and how they do things versus how Pacific Islanders do things, right? And so it was just a cool thing overall, just to be able to grow up in different areas where culture was so, like, connected and culture was just so welcomed, right? So that was a great thing to experience growing up. So within the next few episodes, I will be doing a lot about getting to know me and my experiences, but just as an opener, just to open the can, I went through a lot growing up only because I didn't have as matured mindset, especially like freshman year of high school or like sophomore year at that area. I didn't know how to navigate my emotions. And this is really just raw and uncut, honestly. I didn't know how to control my emotions and how to express them. Mostly because, as we know, in the Pacific Islander community, it's hard for us to communicate about how we feel. And a lot of times it's not acceptable only because everyone believes that whatever you go through should not be talked about. It shouldn't be shared, because then your family looks bad or you look bad. And honestly, it creates such a bad habit and an unhealthy way of communication because you hold in so much that you don't know how to communicate anymore. And it limits you. So some people can take that and be like, all right, I meet new people, I'm gonna be different. And then a lot of times what we face is the inability to actually communicate and communicate well, and express feelings, right? And I know that not everyone's like that. Not everybody wants to put their business out there. And you literally don't have to. Let me just say that. But the more that you communicate, the more that you express, the more that you connect, right? And so I was on this whole thing during the process of creating the whole podcast. I was on this whole thing of create, build, inspire, which also, you'll recognize that if you see my website, y'all. So I had put like a Bible verse there, and then if you keep sliding, there's the create, build, inspire. And I had that as my main focus because I knew that I wanted to create something of my own. That way I can build off of it and I can inspire others. And so from there, like when I first started like my website and all that, at first it was just fun and games. If I'm going to be real, it was really just fun and games. And then once I like really started getting into how I want my website to look like, the type of things that I want on there, that about me, the all of that, all these different things just to add on to who I am and really putting it out there on the website. Putting it on there on the website. That's when I was like, all right, this is going to be like a real thing for me. So just being able to navigate through that was really, really important for me because I knew that I wanted my own space. I wanted my own platform that I can share my story and I can share how I went through it, not how anybody else went through it or not how anybody else heard I went through it. None of that. I needed my story to be shared and I needed a platform for others to share their stories. Yeah. So anyways, I like went through a lot just growing up and the whole not being able to communicate my feelings. And it's hard, you know, because a lot of times we're told like to just bottle it in, like I was mentioning before. But the fact that like I'm now about to enter my 20s this year, the fact that I lack communication and the inability to really just talk and just talk about how I feel, I wish I knew earlier that it was okay, right? And so that's why this podcast is built, to let everybody know that whatever you're going through, it's literally going to be okay. And it's always okay to talk about it. Judgment free. Here in this podcast, judgment free. I promise y'all. So anyways, like I had went through a lot growing up. And one of those things that I experienced was depression and social anxiety. I had really bad social anxiety. And it was only because I didn't know how to let go of friends. I didn't know how to let go of people who weren't doing good for me, like who weren't like good for the person that I wanted to be. And they didn't impact my life in a way that I wanted them to impact me. So like I had went through depression and social anxiety because I didn't know how to navigate my emotions and I didn't know where to get it all through. So, I'm just gonna say it. So when I was in high school, freshman year to sophomore year, there was nights where, multiple nights actually, where I couldn't sleep. I would stay up until 4 in the morning, 6 in the morning. It would vary, honestly. And I would, sorry, we're gonna get deep real quick. Let me just say that. But I would literally just take down everything in my on my walls. Like I had so many things on my walls. Like I had a flag, I had pictures and posters and different awards that I received, and I took all of those down and quite literally like ripped everything apart, and I just didn't know how to love myself. I built up so much anger, and it was a lot for a 15-year-old mind, honestly. I just didn't know how to navigate my emotions. I would just be so angry, but then I didn't want anybody else worrying about me. I didn't want my mom or my dad or my brother, especially my brother. I didn't want them to hear me cry at night. I didn't want anybody to see. Oh, girl, don't get emotional. I didn't want people to know that I was like hurting inside, right? So I really just hid my emotions and pretended like everything is okay. And honestly, let me say this though. Nobody knew because I didn't let it show at all. Like 100%. Nobody knew because I never, ever let it show. Not even one bit. And so maybe like my attitude changed here and there. But I never made it known that I was going through this and that I was struggling with depression. And at the time, I didn't even know what that was, honestly. Like, it was just a whole shock to me. And so I didn't, like, I had no type of sign that I was going through this because I kept it a secret for so long. And then from there, my social anxiety built up after the depression, right? So I was unable to be in a group of people and like really talk. And it was just a roller coaster of the things that I was going through during that time. And there's a bunch more, but we'll get into that next episode. Don't worry. So that's just a little bit of what like I went through. Just a little intro right there. And then after that, I had like moved here to Washington and being at Auburn High School and really finding group of people who look like me, who was able to really relate to me and like how we grew up and all that. It was really important to me because I always told them, and ask anybody that went to Auburn High School, I always said representation matters. It really does. And some people think of it like, no, it doesn't. No, it does. It really does. Only because if you walk into a room full of Palangi people, you'll find that, like, at least for me though, that it was hard to connect because nobody looks like you. Nobody knows the things that you went through, right? But being in the Pacific Islander groups and being around those people and being able to connect in a way that you don't even have to like say like, hey, we've been through the same things, we grew up low-key the same type, right? Those are the things that you didn't have to say like in order to connect. It was automatic, right? And so from there, I was able to rid of my social anxiety, and I was able to like build a friend group. And honestly, when I look back to those days, to high school days, it's just so cringe because, girl, what was you doing? But like I said, the growth and the healing that comes with it, oh my gosh, it is so rewarding. So anyways, yeah, those are like some of the things that I went through. And don't worry, the next episodes to come, it'll go more into detail and how I was able to conquer it and heal from it and get to where I'm at now, where I'm able to really just talk about it freely. And the only reason why I really wanted to talk about it was because I wanted people to know that they're not in it by themselves. Like, you're not the only one going through it, and that there's people here to help. And I want to be the person who, like, you know, comes in, steps in the middle of it and let you know that you're gonna be okay and you're just gonna turn out fine, baby. Because honestly, you can't grow if you didn't experience anything, and you can't rise up if you didn't fall. So the importance of sharing these experiences to let people know that at the end of the day, you're going to be fine and that you will get through this. It's going to take time. Sometimes, I mean, not even just sometimes, literally the time that you take is probably not the, as much time as I took, you know? But the fact that you're going through it, the fact that you're growing too in the middle of it and you don't even know it yet, that's what's going to get you through, honestly. And so let me just share this. When I was going through the depression and the social anxiety, there is one thing that got me through it. And it's really just the highlight of it all was that night that I had taken everything off my walls and I was just ripping everything apart, like AirPods in, music on blast. And I remember, like, literally, quite literally, sitting in the corner of my room and just thinking to myself, it's okay, God loves me. It's okay, God got me, right? And so I was literally sitting in the corner of my room and saying to myself that even if no one in this world loves me, it's okay because God loves me. And let me just say this before everybody jumps to conclusion. It's not that my family didn't love me. It's not that my siblings didn't love me. Or I didn't love myself. It's just the fact that I wasn't able to accept it. Sorry. That I wasn't able to accept the fact that people do love me. And I didn't know how to allow people in, honestly. And so the fact that I had to go back to my lowest moment to realize that even if nobody loves me, even if nobody got me, even if nobody's there for me, God is always there. And that's one thing that really got me through everything in life. And I had to keep that on repeat on everything that I went through. It's okay, God got me. It's okay, God got me. The fact that he's always there. Oh my gosh, y'all. I really just can't wait to get into this next episode. But yeah, this is just like a little glimpse of some of the things that we'll cover on this podcast. Depression, suicidal thoughts, anxiety, social anxiety to be specific. Because these are the things that are very common in our community that we don't tend to talk about a lot. And sometimes we don't even know what to call it. But we just feel what we feel and then go about our day. And that is something that will ruin you mentally because you don't have that segue to really process it and really, like, connect with other people to know that you're going to be okay. And it ruins life. Depression ruins lives. And you'll see, like, people who didn't really make it on the other side. But the fact that we talk about it, the fact that we can communicate and connect from it and grow from it and heal from it is something that will bring us all together. And that's something that I really pray will happen. We'll see throughout the process of storytelling and sharing on experiences. And not all of us went through this, but there's a good enough number for us to actually address it and talk about it. So that's a little bit of what I went through in the beginning of high school. And just being here at Auburn, where I like found a community, is something that really brought me out of those stages as well, especially for my social anxiety, as I shared earlier. And so literally I was able to finally like make friends and be out on weekends, thank God, because honestly, when I was like freshman, sophomore year, like I didn't talk to nobody. Like I didn't have friends. If you ask me, I was literally home like every single time. And so like finally being able to like find my community and find people who could relate to me of how we grew up and what our families are like. It's really a connection that really like bonds without having to say any of those things that like you've been through, because it's a mutual thing, right? And that also leads us to some of the things that we have to learn and unlearn within our own culture and how we teach our children, or how we are able to change certain things about our culture, certain things that are acceptable and non-acceptable within our culture, and things that we can like pass on to the next generation, right? And so family will be one of the topics that we'll go over. I have an amazing family. I love my family. Y'all know, if y'all know us, y'all know we're literally always together any chance we get. And so even our family has like grown a lot, because we like our communication is so much better than, you know, how it was when we were just kids, right? And so just seeing the growth within our own families is just something that I really admire about all of us, right? So I'm excited to get into that. I'm excited to get into friends and fake friends. I'm excited to really just get into all these different topics, which again, you will see updates on my Instagram about when to expect those episodes and those series. But as of now, we'll do just a little bit of about me. And so the next episode, I'll go into detail about how I was able to conquer those suicidal thoughts and depression and social anxiety that I've experienced through life. And honestly, like when I got into college too, just being on my own, I slowly felt myself isolating from everyone else and not being able to find a community. But when I had to think about it again, I couldn't allow myself to go through the same thing twice. And so I really had to slow down and breathe for a minute and allow myself to be okay with where I'm at, and to allow myself the privilege of being happy, and being proud of myself for, like, you know, what I was going through, what I was able to experience through life. Because it changed, like, as you experience things, as you go through different obstacles, it creates different perspectives, it creates different mindset for you. And that's literally growth right there. So I'm just so excited to get into like more of the details of what I went through. But this is just a little something to kick us off with. So I just want to say thank you to all of you guys for tuning in today. I know it was a bit short, but it's just a little something to kick us off for the next couple episodes. The series of about me is literally going to be a rocky one. I can feel it. I already know. But it's definitely going to be good for me, and hopefully something that y'all can connect to, and that y'all can give me feedback on, whatever it is. I would really love some feedback. You can do that on my suggestions box in my Instagram that I'll put up later today, as well as on my website. Again, it's in the link. It's the link in my bio, sorry. So you'll scroll down to the very bottom and you'll put in your name, your last name, as well as your email. And then you can put feedback at the bottom. And I usually check my inbox for all of that. But yeah, I know it was a short episode today for the first one, but it's definitely something that can get us started, something that we can build on, and something that I hope will allow inspiration and impact to take place. Some of the topics that we'll be covering, that I know for a fact we'll be covering, is again mental health awareness and all of that, but also student athletes beyond high school, That's going to get real too. And I can't wait for my guests that are going to be featured on here for that. We'll be going over family in general and the functions of family, as well as the functions of friend groups. And just, I can't wait to hear your perspectives on this. And before we end today, I would like to say that in this podcast, you'll find that we won't always agree on the things that are said on here. And that is totally fine. That is literally fine. But it's the communication afterwards, the understanding afterwards, that will allow for growth to take place. And honestly, I can't wait to grow from here. It's literally only up from here. I want to say thank you to everyone who's helped me get to where I'm at today. And I can't wait to literally get into more details the next few episodes. I'm super excited, y'all. And I just want to say thank you for supporting and loving the podcast, the idea of this podcast, honestly. I know it was something that I've been kind of took a little long, but I needed to make sure that I was ready and that, you know, I wasn't just freeballing it. So thank you to everybody for joining. And within the next few episodes, again, you should expect to know more about me, raw and uncut, just put out there. And it's okay, because we all go through the same things. We all experience similar things. And I'm just really excited to create this connection and create this bond. So this is it. And I'm thankful for all of you guys for joining in today. And I will see you guys next Friday. And like always, be safe.